Shabbos Daf Samechei, the Mishnah said that women can go out with a wad in their ear. Remy Bar Yecheskel said this is only allowed if it's tied to the ear, because otherwise it could come out and they might come to carry it, so it has to be tied in to secure it. The Mishnah said they can go out with a wad in their sandal. Remy Bar Yecheskel said, again, this is only if it's tied to the sandal, so that's going to stay in tightly. The Mishnah said they can go out with a wad to catch nida blood. Remy Bar Chama was considering saying it has to be tied between your thighs so that it won't fall out. But Rava says, no, this is okay even if it's not tied. The reason for that is because the woman is going to be kind of grossed out by this, so she's not going to come to carry it, even if it falls out, so it doesn't need to be so tightly secured in place because she's never going to carry it. Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Abba, if she made a handle for this wad to catch her needle blood, does she have to tie it or not? Because since there's this handle, she may come to carry it if it falls out, because that's not going to be as gross. But Rabbi Abba said, no, it's still allowed even to not be tied because she's still not going to come to carry it. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing, that even if you made a handle on it, then it's allowed to go. You're allowed to go out with it even if it's not tied. Rabbi Yochanan went to the base medrash with an untied wad in his ear, and his colleagues all took issue with this and argued with him because he walked through a public domain to get to the base medrash to get to the study hall. Rabbi Yochanan went to a Carmelis, which we had learned earlier is this space which is neither a public domain or a private domain. It's kind of in the middle, and he had an untied wad both in his ear and in his sandal, and all the scholars of the generation took issue with this because Rabbi Yanai held that it's okay to go with an untied wad into the Carmelis, but everyone else argued with him and said, no, the Carmelis is still treated strictly. Rami Bar Yecheskel says, however, that the wad in the ear, if you have a wad in your ear, this is only allowed if it's going to be tied. So how could Rabbi Yochanan go out with a wad in his ear untied? He walked through the public domain. So that's why the Gemara answered. Rabbi Yochanan had it pushed in tightly and pressed tightly into his ear, so he didn't need it to be tied because he wasn't worried it was going to fall out. But Rami Bar Yecheskel was talking about a case where it's not pressed in and it's kind of just loosely in your ear and it may fall out. The Mishnah said that you go out with a peppercorn or a lump of salt in your mouth. The Gemara explains peppercorn is to get rid of your mouth odor, and a lump of salt is for tooth disease. The Mishnah continued to say that you could have anything in your mouth. The Gemara explains this is including things like ginger and cinnamon. The Mishnah said, regarding a gold tooth, Rebbe says you're allowed to go out with that. The Chum say you cannot go out with that. Reb Zera says this is only by a gold tooth where they argue, but everyone agrees, both Rebbe and the Chum agree, that by a silver tooth, that is going to be allowed. And we have a brisa which says that a silver tooth, everyone agrees, is allowed. The gold tooth, Rebbe says, it's allowed, and the Chum say it's not allowed. Abaye says, Rebbe Elazar, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar all hold that an item which is embarrassing, you're allowed to take out, because since you're embarrassed by it, you're not going to show it off to people and then come to carry it, because you're not going to want to show people these things. And so we're going to go through how Rebbe Elazar and Reb Shimon ben Elazar all hold that. Rebbe, we see from the gold tooth, because Rebbe says you're allowed to go out with a gold tooth, because since it's embarrassing to have a gold tooth, you're not going to take it out to show people and you won't carry it. Rebbe Elazar, because we have a brisa that Rebbe Elazar says you could go out with a spice bundle or a flask of balsam oil, because again, these things are used to cover body odor and you're not going to want to show those off, so you're not going to carry them. So that's why Rabbi Elazar allows it. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we have a brisa that he says you could go out with anything under your hat, but not anything above your hat, because since these things are under your hat, if you want to take them out and show it, you might come to expose your hair. For women, they'll expose their hair, and they're not going to do that. So that is why Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it's fine to go out with things under your hat. Next Mishnah says that women can go out with a sela coin on a tzinnis. Young girls can go out with threads or splinters in their ears, which were used to hold, before they got earrings, the threads, the splinters in their ears would hold their holes open in their ear. Arabian women can go out with headcloths wrapped on their head. Median women can go out with Median women can go out with a cloak fastened on a stone or a nut. They kind of use the stone or a nut as a bun to fasten their cloaks. And the Mishnah says this is true for everyone. The Mishnah is just speaking of what's normal for Arabian women to have their headcloths wrapped, and Median women to go out with these stones and nuts to fasten their cloaks. The Mishnah continues that women can fasten their cloak on a stone, a nut, or a coin using it as a bun, as long as they don't do this in the first place on Shabbos, as long as it was set up before Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, what's a tzinnis? And the answer is that's a wound on the sole of the foot, that the women were going out with this sela coin on the wound of their, on their sole of their foot to cover up the wound. So why specifically a sela coin? If you want to say it's because it's hard, then and that's going to help with the healing process, then they could have just used an earthenware shard, which is also hard. And if you want to say it's because the silver generates moisture, then why does it specifically have to be this sela coin? You could just use silver plating and fashion that around your wound. And if you want to say it's because it has an image on it, they used to believe that the images helped with the healing process, then you could just use a disc of wood and etch an image into it. So why specifically is it the sela coin? And Abaye answers, it's because it has all three of these factors, that it's hard, the silver generates moisture, and that it has an image on it. The Mishnah said that young girls are allowed to go out with their threads in their ears or with the splinters in their ears. So Shmuel's father actually said that he would not let his daughters go out with the threads in their ears. He didn't let them sleep next to each other, next to other girls while they were young. And he prepared the mikvahs for his daughters during Nisan, and because he didn't want them going to the mikvah in the Euphrates River. And he prepared mats for them when they were going into the Euphrates River in Tishrei. So the Gemara is going to explain all these cases except for the last one. The mats for the that he would put down in the Euphrates River during Tishrei is when they would go into the mikvah. He put these mats down because he didn't want mud to get all over their feet, thus disqualifying their mikvah because there was going to be a block on their feet. So he put down these mats so that their feet would not get all muddy. So now the Gemara is going to go through the other cases that why didn't Shmuel's father let his daughters go out with the threads in their ears? Because the Mishnah, after all, says that women, that the girls can go out with it. And so the Gemara answers that the reason Shmuel's father didn't let his daughters is because their threads were very colorful, so they might come to take them out to show them off. And he didn't want to do that because then they would come to carry it. He didn't let his daughters sleep next to other girls and sleep next to each other. So this seemingly supports Rav Huna, who says that girls and women who try to satisfy intimate desires with each other are not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, because this was considered like a, you know, it's almost an illicit type of relationship. Even though it's not fully illicit, it's not it's not the standard to which the Kohen Gadol has to hold himself, because he's supposed to be the most kadosh person. So Rav Huna says that girls who do these things cannot marry a Kohen Gadol. However, that's not the reason that the Gemara says that's not the reason that Shmuel's father didn't allow his daughters to sleep with other girls. It's because he didn't want them to get used to sleeping next to people, and then they might want to lie next to a man, and that could lead to illicit relationships. And Shmuel's father would prepare a mikvah for his daughters in the month of Nisan. Rav says that when it rains in Israel, the Euphrates River overflows. And Shmuel's father was worried that there would be much more rainwater in the Euphrates River than flowing water, and then it wouldn't be considered a natural mikvah because it would be filled with rainwater, and the rainwater would ruin the status of the mikvah. So that's why he made them their own mikvahs. And this actually argues with Shmuel, because Shmuel says that rivers are increased from their natural water, not from rainwater. That rivers all come, all the water in the rivers is the majority of the water in the rivers is from their own natural water, not from the rainwater. So he wouldn't have the problem that Shmuel's father, that his father had. However, Shmuel actually argues with himself, because he said that no flowing water can be a mikvah except for the Euphrates water during Tishrei. Otherwise, all these rivers are going to be considered a majority of rainwater. So clearly Shmuel is arguing with himself. The Mishnah had said that a woman can fasten a cloak on a stone, but can't do this in the first place on Shabbos. She has to have it set up before Shabbos. However, earlier in the same Mishnah, it says that women can fasten their cloaks on these stones or things like that. So this implies even in the first place, she could do it on Shabbos. So Abai says that the second case of the Mishnah, which says that they can't do it in the first place, is only coming to teach regarding the coin. That you can't initially fasten the cloak on a coin on Shabbos because the coin is muksa. However, in all other cases with the stone and the nut, that's going to be fine. Now Abai asks another question. Abai asks a question. Can a woman fasten a cloak to a nut if she was just doing that so that she could take the nut out to her son, who's in the public domain? She's in the private domain and she wants to bring a nut out to her son. So can she do this roundabout way of carrying it out? So the Gemara is going to note that this is both a question according to the opinion that says that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos in a roundabout way, and it's also a question according to the opinion that says you cannot carry on Shabbos in a roundabout way. So the Gemara is going to go through it. It's a question according to the opinion that says you can, because that opinion is talking about a case where you could put on many articles of clothing to save them from a fire, right? If your house is burning down, you're going to put on many articles of clothing. However, that opinion may only say it's allowed there so that you don't come to put out the fire. But here, it's not such a pressing need to carry out the nut. And there, if we don't allow you to carry it in the roundabout way, you're just not going to carry it at all because it's not so necessary. So maybe in this case, you would say it's not allowed. So we're not sure about that. And according to the opinion which says you cannot carry the clothes in the roundabout way by putting them all on to take them out of the fire, there it's not allowed because wearing many clothes at once and many articles of clothes is a normal way of carrying things. But here, fastening the nut on to use it to fasten your cloak is not a normal way of carrying, and maybe that opinion would allow it here. So the Gemara is going to leave off that it's teiku, let the question stand. We are not sure what the answer is. Shkayach.